right, Travis, the floor is yours.
I'm not doing
it. Oh, my God. Okay, hi, listeners. Welcome to Amplit. I'm your host, Perry Moore. We're here after a long, tumultuous two and a half months. We're here with Travis Young.
Two and a half men.
Oh, my Lord.
Stop.
Cameron Anderson.
Hi, everybody.
What the fuck was that? And we got Matthew Jones.
Life sucks.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord. Everyone's in a depressing state this wonderful Saturday.
Oh, if we're going to...
Hey, mine was good, and I didn't even plan that.
I just realized it's not even Saturday. So we started the show. We keep reminding you guys, we are on iTunes, of course. Keep searching us in the keyword search. We are now on SoundCloud, because a couple of people have told me that Podomatic wants to be a jerk sometimes and don't want to play our stuff. So we have two episodes on SoundCloud. You can find us at soundcloud.com/amplit-podcast. Now, here's the trick. With SoundCloud, you only get so much space unless you want to go pro and unlimited, which at the moment we're not going to do. We'll see how this works out. But you get...
Hey, you're breaking the fourth wall.
What?
You're breaking the fourth wall. They don't need all that information.
Whatever. You got to get it all quick. So, but here's the trick question. So SoundCloud only gives you two episodes to put up. Or it gives you 2 hours, which is, for us, two episodes. So I decided to do our most popular episodes. Guess what two episodes had the most listens?
The ones with Charles.
No. Oh, Lord, no. Those are towards the bottom. Those are towards the bottom.
Take a guess. Number eight.
Number eight? No. The one with
23.
The one with Claudia? No, not 23. You were warm, though.
21.
No.
22.
Yes, that was the one we did E3. That was the one to fight about it. That had 71 listens.
I wonder why.
That was the second. What was the first? What had the most?
24.
No, wrong way.
Potluck podcast.
Nah.
The one about...
I think you're warm, if I remember the titles correctly. Potluck podcast. Potluck podcast was at 13. So you're warmer.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what numbers they are. Oh. I'm just knowing out numbers.
15.
Cameron's too cool.
Wrong way.
Okay.
19.
It was... just stop it. I'm going to tell you if you let me tell.
This is
17.
11. 11,
damn it.
11 was offensive for classic. No reason. Offensive for no reason. And we talked about the KKK and how Martin Luther King is the head of them.
That was bad.
So
that was a bad one.
Those are our two most listened two episodes.
What's wrong with you people?
You were on that episode. So you're attached to it as well.
You could have stopped it, Cameron.
Yeah, you could have, but you didn't.
You're like Peter Parker.
You know better than Hitler. So,
wow.
You might be a little bit better. You didn't kill anyone yet. So those are our two episodes on SoundCloud.
Yet?
We're also going to be on YouTube. Some of our raw episodes, so the ones that don't have editing, and it'll probably be a lot more raunchier
raw.
And a lot more drier, because it'll have those dead spots because I can't take those out. Those will be on YouTube. Also, you can find our channel there. And then, of course, obviously the Twitter and Facebook. You know, you guys got to go like the pages and like our Facebook and et cetera and get our popular stuff up. Along with emails, we have not gotten any Satan spam yet, so we've been doing something right. Also, along with other spam that we're receiving, Asia, I don't know who you are. I don't know why you put our email as your email for contact. But Sears wants you to know that you have $8 to spend, and you need to spend it. I don't know why. I can't unsubscribe because I don't know any of your information for your account, and you're a sorry, terrible bastard. But Kate, thanks for listening to the episodes, and you keep putting us down.
Did you just call one of our listeners a sorry, terrible bastard?
Probably so. No, saying spam. And then a recap, which I've all spoken to you about this, was that one of the listeners, he asked, why don't we do any of our own shenanigans?
You know, That's a good question.
I've asked about that. And I came up with the Candies for Randy's idea. I still have this bag of 315 pieces of candy, and it's sitting in my room. And I got a Halloween bucket, and I don't plan on going trick or treating. I mean, guys, we can do something with candy. Let's do it.
Why don't you just eat it? Just be a pig.
Just eat the candy, Travis. What would you do with 315 pieces of candy?
Travis, what would you do with anything?
Scratch that. No.
Sorry, I didn't have anything more clever to say.
Scratch that. Travis, are you going trick or treating this year?
No, I have to work.
Okay. Last year, did you work Halloween?
No.
Did you go trick-or-treating?
No, but I don't remember what I did instead.
What was the last year you went trick-or-treating?
Probably 8th grade.
Do you remember what you went as?
I think I went as the color blue.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. I apologize.
I did.
But Travis,
blue is it wasn't planned.
That's what I was gonna say. Why'd you go as blue and blue's not your favorite color?
My sister was just like, "Let's go," and I was like, "I don't have a costume because I'm not 12."
So you just put on blue stuff?
Yeah.
When they ask, "What are you?" You're just like, "I'm the color blue."
Yep.
Huh. How old were you?
Just like that. I don't. Eighth grade, like 14.
Oh. A little old for the color blue.
Okay. I mean, obviously. The Austin trip has kind of been canceled. Did you ask your mom, Cameron? Did you ask your mom about?
Yeah, I did.
She said no?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see. Well, we tried.
Yeah.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting a miracle.
Here, Cameron, here's $200 just because you asked.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. So it's canceled. So, what's going to be the Amplit field trip now? I mean, I kind of want to go Black Friday shopping. But I want to be in the thick of it.
We went last year.
I know, but we weren't in the thick of it last year. Last year, we just woke up at like 6.
Thick of it, like Walmart at midnight?
Yeah.
People getting killed and trampled?
Yeah.
You want to be at that?
Yeah.
And people getting shot for their shoe. Oh, wait, those are Jordan releases.
Jordan releases? I think they're stabbings anyway. You don't want the blood on the shoes. Come on. It's
common. This is called Black Days.
You said Black Days?
Yep.
But yeah, so I really want to go to Black Friday. We'll think about it. We'll talk about it. But back to shenanigans. Cameron, come on. What do you want to do, man? Let's go do something. Do some shenanigans. Record it. And talk about it. We could be famous. That's how many people get started. They vlog like that.
Yeah, but that they have a purpose when they vlog, whatever you want to call it.
We'd be vlogging with a purpose to show our experiment of something crazy.
We have to figure that out first.
All right, well, what would be the crazy thing, Cameron? Let's get in the lab. Let's go to the lab, Dr. Dre. Dr. Anderson.
Whoa. I didn't know I was famous.
Let's go to the lab, Dr. Anderson.
I didn't know I was a doctor either. I don't know. Is it just me or just like?
Nah, it's something that we could all.
Okay, that we can all do. Okay.
We all have fun in. Obviously, the more public the environment, the better. Clearly, kind of taking Craigslist into perspective. You know, when you meet someone, you don't want to meet them in an alley. You want to do it somewhere public.
Obviously.
Yeah. I got this tire, man. I'll meet you in the alley. Nah, you don't get that tire. You're going to get another one.
I don't know.
What have you got, Matthew? I mean, besides your ideas to go to Sex Addicts Anonymous.
That's a good idea, bro.
We're not doing that.
Why?
Because I'm not a sex addict.
That's one.
It doesn't matter.
It does. I don't want to be labeled.
They'll hook you up to like a lie detector. They like, are you a sex addict? Camera starts sweating and stuff.
You see that kid
right now? It wasn't me. It started when I was 5.
What?
Oh, what?
Okay. What'd you say, Matthew? I'm sorry.
And I'm done for the day. Good night.
A good experiment.
Yeah. Something to have fun with.
We could scare kids on Halloween and video record it.
Well, Travis and I will be working.
That's fucked up.
Unless we do, like, super late. But anything super late, you know, you're tampering with devil worship and tarot cards. We don't play
also, the law.
Oh, yeah. We should watch out for them. You're not a real cop. Throwing you in the car and stuff. So, Travis, we have yet to ask you, what do you want to do for an Amplit field trip?
Stay at home. Arby's? I don't know.
That's it. That's all you got.
Sorry.
I mean, you have these grandeur illusions of going to St. Louis Six Flags, and all you want is Arby's?
That stuff is expensive.
Arby's?
No, a road trip to St. Louis Six Flags.
Okay, but anyway, so off that topic of shenanigans, we're going to jump into what our podcast was originally going to be about, which was Once Upon a Time. It's going to be about video games. That went oh so well.
I don't remember that.
That went oh so well. We're going to take a step into this. So, video games. Travis, we're less than 30 days away from next gen. I mean, has the hype gotten bigger? I mean, little by little, I see more commercials talking about, you know, like, this is what the game looks like on next gen, and it looks amazing. It looks phenomenal. Now, of course, I'm pretty sure when we get it, it will not truly. I don't know. Maybe it will. I'm not aware. I'm not capable of speaking on it. I just don't think that it'll have those true graphics.
Well, most of my friends are adults, so we PC game. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, like, the next gen doesn't really matter to us so much because we've been in it.
Mm-hmm.
For like, so.
So what's,
I mean,
what's the specs on your computer? Your computer, they cost like $3,000. What's the specs?
I have a NVIDIA GTX 690 and i7.
Is that the best graphics card at the moment?
It's pretty much on par with the best graphics card. It's had like a re-release called the Titan,
mm-hmm.
but it's not necessarily better. It's just like a more efficient, cooler version of the card. Yeah, so
like,
the GTX 690 blows the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One out of the water. Like, they don't even compare. They're not.
Really?
They can't touch it. And so they're using. And so they're not even out yet, and they're already behind. That's how computers work. But, like, I mean, I have people at work, not really friends, but they're really excited. They won't stop talking about it. There was actually, I felt like I was back in high school. There was a PS3 versus Xbox 360 war at work yesterday, and I was like, are you kidding me? And they were like, which one do you think looks better? And I was like, they both look horrendous because they're 7 and 8 years old. You just don't know yet. So I'm kind of eager for that to happen. I'm eager for people to, like, get their new consoles and see
the difference.
Yeah, see how crappy the 360 looks and has looked for the past 2 or 3 years. Like, this is, they're just going to be, their eyes are going to be open.
Maybe so.
As like, mine were 2 years ago.
I was like, Cameron, you PC game. What are you? Are you going to get a next-gen console?
If anything, it'll just be a PS4. Probably not. No thing from Microsoft has convinced me to buy an X-Bone, so I don't want to.
I'll say, Matthew's changed his mind. What made you change your mind, Matthew, about going X-Bone?
What?
Xbox One.
Oh.
Get it? It's clever.
I've always had an Xbox, so just get the new one.
Makes sense.
Just blindly support Microsoft. See, you're part of the problem, Matt. This is the problem.
Don't take it to heart, Matthew. I mean, I was talking with another friend the other day. I was like, I've done my, you know, financial report and stuff, and like what I can do for October and November, December, and I'm gonna get a 5S. Do I need a 5S? No, I have a 5, but I'm blinded and I want every generation of Apple. Same way, I want a PlayStation 4. Instead of putting that money that Travis believes towards a PC or something, I'd rather buy something Sony, something with a controller in my hand. Or I'm still on the fence. I don't know. It could go either way.
I'd like to clarify. I'm not saying that PC gaming is better than console gaming. But I am saying that consoles look like crap and there's no arguing that PCs look better. I mean, don't look better.
Makes sense. So, let's try and think back to 2005.
Ugh.
We were in, what, 8th grade-ish?
I was broke.
We were 8th grade-ish? Xbox had come out. You know, Xbox had a couple of they had Cameo. You know, that was their games. They came out with the new next gen at that time, Xbox 360. PlayStation at the time, didn't have much.
Their launch was, both launches were garbage.
Yeah, but the thing is that the reason I bring that up is now, like, games, there's many games now announcing delays. You know, like Watch Dogs, which was really gonna be big and was really gonna hopefully be the game there for the system. So if you get a next gen system, you could experience the graphics and etc., you know, with this game. It's being delayed. Other games are being pushed back. Some games came out before, like,
Final Fantasy has been delayed.
Yeah, you know, games are being pushed back and some games are being pushed forward. It just makes you think. But on to other things. So, Grand Theft Auto 5, a game that, to my knowledge, I think only me and Matthew have played. Have you played it, Cameron? No?
Nope.
So, game that only 2 people played. I brought these stats up the last time that we tried. It sold $1 billion in global sales and, you know, 16.5 million copies within the 72 hours. the reason that the numbers are important, if you remember, almost a year ago, we were talking about Call of Duty and how they just shattered numbers and sold so much money. It's that time again. It's Call of Duty's birthday, and it's 2 weeks away. It's getting tons of ad play now. I remember last week, you know, honestly, if I hadn't, I probably wouldn't have known. I'm not a big Call of Duty fan, so I really didn't care about it. But now, as I watch ESPN or anything, even radio, YouTube, anything, there's ads for it out the wazoo. So what are the expectations for Ghost now? Call of Duty Ghost.
Again, like,
will it the real question is,
will it outsell?
Will it, yeah, will it supersede what Grand Theft Auto has done?
Because
I mean, last year you pulled the stats up, and every year Call of Duty has somehow managed to supersede each of their last year's numbers.
Yeah, since World at War.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's possible. I mean, everybody talks about when the Call of Duty bubble is going to burst. When is it finally going to regress sales-wise? I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know anybody that plays it, really, or talks about it. Like,
Call of Duty, too.
It's just not in my life, really.
Makes sense.
So I don't know what the hype surrounding it is or what people are thinking.
I'll say, what about you, Cameron? Are you much of an FPS gamer? You gonna pick it up on a PlayStation 3?
Nope.
No.
I mean, I do play FPS, just not as much recently because all of the games that have been FPSs are Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
What about that Titanfall, yo?
Titanfall.
I'm interested in that, but like that everything that's come out since I've stopped playing FPSs, I have been nothing but Call of Duty, and I don't like Call of Duty.
Yeah. What about you, Matthew? I mean, you're more of a casual gamer, but I mean, when you're playing games, do you like to hit up FPSs a little bit? No? Like,
what does FPS mean?
Third person shooter.
I'm sorry.
Like, you know, Call of Duties, the Battlefields, games where you see the barrel of the gun, but you know.
Yeah.
I like Gears of War's method. I like third person stuff more, but everyone is each their own. Another thing that we want to touch on. So, Matthew, we're going to use some fictional world. You have a child. You and your kid.
Okay, that was a jump.
Well, you don't have a child. It's still related to video games. Just bear with me. You have a child. You and your child walk into GameStop. And your child is 6. And he points to Grand Theft Auto 5. And he's like, Daddy, I want that. And he points to Grand Theft Auto 5.
I want this 10-year-old game.
Would you? No. Grand Theft Auto 5. We're talking about
Travis,
now.
He means now.
Yeah. Fictional now. You have the kid. You and whatever girlfriend you had before.
6-year-old? Matt, you're sick.
Oh, my fucking Christ. Yeah, you had sex at 15. Whatever. You have the kid. Your 6-year-old points to Grand Theft Auto 5. He's like, Daddy, I want Grand Theft Auto 5. Would you get it for him?
Yes.
He's 6 years old.
Yes.
You'd still get it for him.
And what if he grows up to be a murderer?
Well, that's hypothetical.
I mean,
well, in a fictional world, right?
Probably wouldn't be the reason why he's a murderer.
You think that
would
be
the
reason?
You don't know that.
If he's a murderer, he was just going to be a murderer.
Probably because his study showed his dad was 15. That probably had something to do with it.
So Matthew, you would get the game for your 6-year-old. You'd need Grand Theft Auto 5 for your 6-year-old. If he pointed and said he wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you get a call from his school, mm-hmm. and he's like, I wanted to let you know, Mr. Jones, that your child just shot a kid in the head because he said he thought he would get money and then go cash it in at an ATM before the other player stole it.
And yes. Well, what I would say?
Jump to this.
I say only 15 when I had him. Jesus.
So they say it's your fault. They take him away. I want to see that. I want to see that Bad Grandpa movie. But back on topic though. So, but you let your kid.
I don't hate my kids.
You let your kid get the 6 year. You let your 6 year old get Grand Theft Auto. What about you, Travis? You had your 6 year old Evelyn, and she's pointing at Grand Theft Auto, and she's like, "Daddy, I want Grand Theft Auto." She got her little chink. She got a little chink in her.
Jesus Christ!
Apparently, she's Asian, Travis. What have you been doing?
Chink.
So, no, yeah. I would not.
You just call.
I would not buy a 6-year-old.
Yeah, he just said chink.
Because when Travis told me the story, he said she looked Asian. Got a little chink in
it. It doesn't mean... Okay, fine. All
right. But you wouldn't buy the six... So here's the question. At what age or what action do you think that buying an M-rated game is acceptable for your child?
17.
You think... So you're going to make... So you're going to be one of those parents that at 13 your kids can at 13 then your kids can see PG-13 movies?
Around that. That's how I was. We were just talking to a friend of ours who like can't sleep because he saw Signs when he was a kid. He wasn't ready, Perry. And that's what happened.
Everyone's different. I saw Friday in porn when I was 3.
And look at you now.
Look at me now. I'm sex crazed. I'm sex crazed. Aside from that, so Cameron, yeah, you have you never told us any fictional names that you name your children. So you have your Cameron Jr. or the third, I don't know.
I'm the first.
Cameron. Oh, okay, so you'd have Cameron Jr. He's 6. He points to Grand Theft Auto. Would you get it for him?
No.
No. What age or what act? After what action would you give it to him?
I'd give it to him when I know he knows the difference between white. Right and wrong, and that he's not
gonna actually try to act out the things.
Well, no, that he's not an influential kid. Like, I was playing M-rated games as well before I was 17, but I'm not one of those kids that's like, I wonder what happens if I took a crowbar to somebody's fucking face.
Yeah.
Like, there are some people like that. Like I just recently read Battle Royale, and there was this story. This is really, really old news. Like, early 2000s, some girls, like an elementary school student, she's like 5, she actually slit a girl's throat in their class because she read that.
Oh my god.
It's called the Sasebo Killer. It was like 2003 in Japan. And she had no idea what she did, but she did it because she saw it in a book.
She read it in a book. Well, yeah. I understand where that comes from.
And that's what I don't want my child to turn into. So
before she did it, was she like, Don Corleone says hello?
Oh my lord.
That would have been fun.
That's terrible. For me, if my six, I think, oh, that poor kid, he tried to flip.
She was just playing. And
for me, as long as I would tell my kid to read me the title, and if he could read me the title, then I think it's fair game. If he couldn't, then he can't have it. Simple
that's
that.
A horrible test.
He's 6 years old. And
you're
if
a bad
he can't,
parent, Perry.
Probably so. I want 26 of them. That shows I have mental issues at the moment, anyways. But
you're nice.
I mean,
I would also like to say that I don't plan on having kids, and I'm really bad at gauging.
Now, Travis, I'm telling you, you're speaking this into the world. You're gonna, I bet, out of all of us, you're gonna be probably one of the first ones to have a child.
Okay, whatever.
Wow.
I'm really bad at gauging.
Out of all of us,
like,
who do you think
when
you have
a child
kid first?
Should be doing
things. You.
I don't know when a child should talk or walk or anything. I don't know when a child should learn how to read. I don't know anything about kids.
So, okay, so Cameron, you think I'm going to be the first one out of the 4 of us to have a child?
Yes.
I want 26 children. There's no woman in her mind that would allow me to stick my penis in her.
It starts early. It starts slow.
Matthew, out of the 4 of us, which do you think would be the first one to have a child?
You.
Oh, my Lord. Travis.
Hey, did you expect a different answer?
I want children, but I don't think I'm honestly going to be the first one to have them. It's very hard for me to convince a woman to let me have sex with her after I tell her I want 26 children.
Hypothetical. Okay, I'm pretty sure you didn't tell every single girl that you've ever come across.
I've told many of them.
Well, then why did they continue to say yes?
They don't.
Okay, well.
haven't had sex in a while, I told you. So.
That's not what I deleted into a conversation.
Go back to your hypothetical. I'm sorry. I interrupted your
hypothetical. Hypothetical. Okay. Oh, shit. I forgot it. Well,
it was a minute ago.
We got
time. This podcast does to people.
Anyways, so back on to while you're thinking of that, maybe it'll come up during this next game show. So during this past week, I've been thinking. I was like, man, this would be really cool to get us started talking about some stuff. See if whether some things are true or false. See how much we all know. So it's a simple game. It's called, as the name calls it, True or False. I got some questions for you. Some of them have finite answers that I've done research on. Some of them are opinionated, and it's just curious to see where everyone stands in the panel. Some of them are easier than others. Some of them are not. So, like, we'll start off with the first question. First question, true or false, one member of Amplit has a Godiva membership card. True or false?
True.
True.
What's your answer, Matthew?
False.
No. Yes, the answer is true. I have a Godiva card. That's the game. It goes simple
like that. That exists.
Godiva is a great... I had too much chocolate that one time. But Godiva is a great corporation. They have fantastic chocolate strawberries. Okay. But that's how the game go. So here goes the next question. Many people have been talking about the government's shutdown. And everyone says it's Obama's fault.
Travis,
is this true? Is this true or false?
I don't know. No. False.
Cameron, is it true or false?
False.
Matthew?
False.
You're all correct. It's false. That could go mixed, but
this
point
podcast full of black males doesn't think it's Obama's fault.
The point I was getting at is that like people are blaming Obama the same way that like if something bad happens in Great Britain they think it's the Queen. The Queen and our president, yes, they have some say, but they don't really make the decisions. Like in
the
Great
Queen
Britain,
has
it's the
no
parliament.
Say.
It's they're just faces. That's what I'm saying. The parliament makes decisions. Our house makes decisions. Our house is Republicans and Obama's a Democrat. Of course, they're going to butt heads. But continue what you're going to say, Cameron.
Well, on top of that, it's the main reason is, yes, everyone is running around saying like, oh, Obama, the real reason we're in this is because I hate talking about politics. So I'm going to end this after I say this. But they're like, oh, Obama, it's all his fault, yada, yada, yada. He has terrible policies, and I can totally understand where some people are coming from when they say they don't like the healthcare policy because it does have flaws. Yes, it's not a perfect plan, but like Perry said, how can you blame someone who doesn't even have full power over the government? Number one, and number two, the GOP was the entire reason it shut down. But then they'll turn around and say it was actually his fault because he decided not to agree to come to an agreement on the budget for the debt. So because of that, we decide to shut down the government. Remember,
like a kid when I was losing at Mario Party, I would reset the N64.
Yes, it's your Congress is the reason it shut down, not Obama.
Yeah.
There are workarounds. You know, this nation was formed on a limited government, right? Like it's not just the government that has all the power, even though they have more power than we probably know. But like, I don't know. It's the GOP. Like they're. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
That's fine. But I was just. That's just one question. Okay. So, next question. We'll go ahead and let go. Matthew, go first. So Matthew, you're gonna answer first. After a girl gives you a blowjob, and she swallows, is it acceptable? It is acceptable for the male to kiss her. True or false?
False.
You don't think it's okay for the guy to kiss her after
she
swallows?
Is this true or false question?
This is one of the opinionated ones. This is one of the opinionated ones.
It's false.
You don't think it's okay for the guy to kiss the girl after she has sucked his dick and swallowed?
Like with your relationship with this girl?
Oh God!
It matters on the relationship. Okay, let's do two. One, you just met her. The other is you've been dating for 4 months. I don't know, whatever time you think is enough to kiss a girl after she's swallowed.
Marriage.
Marriage is the only acceptable time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if the girl sucked your dick and she tried to kiss you that you just met, you wouldn't kiss her?
No, I'd mush her face away. Well, that's not after it was long.
You would face palm her?
Oh my gosh. All right, Travis, what would you do?
Mush.
Does it matter on the relationship you have with this girl?
Probably.
So you just met we're gonna call her Mindy. You just met Mindy.
Awesome.
She sucks your dick. She swallows and for free. Didn't pay her. She starts crawling up your body and she's about to kiss you. Would you kiss her or would you push her?
Like, crawling up your body.
You know what? Okay, I'm trying to fight it. I'm trying to, you know, create the scene.
The Exorcist.
No.
Jesus Christ.
So she smooths up your body to kiss you. Would you kiss her or would you palm her away?
I'd probably just kiss her because I don't want to be rude.
So you think it's endearing?
But she has a gift for you.
No, she swallowed. It's not in her mouth. She's not trying to snowball it. She swallowed. It's all good.
I'm not going to ask what that means.
He actually used the wrong definition of the word in that instance. But
snowball?
Yeah.
How did I use the wrong definition?
Do we want to have this conversation right now?
Sure, why not?
Let's talk about snowball.
I'm confused as how I used the wrong definition.
Is it where you're in the snow environment and you ball up some
snow?
Nah,
it's a champion that, like... Sorry.
Snowball is actually my grandmother's cat, so... Let's go.
I'll bet it is.
Okay, whatever. Fine. We won't use snowball. We'll call it what porn calls it. We'll call it cum transfer. You like that better?
Ugh.
Not trying to cum transfer it into your mouth.
Sounds too technical.
So you wouldn't kiss the girl, Cameron?
It's a terrible definition.
You wouldn't kiss her?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Well,
I'd mush her.
Stiff arm.
You'd stiff arm her? Stiff arm! Okay. I would, despite the relationship, if she sucked my dick and she swallowed, I'd kiss her. No, I'm not saying it'd be like one of those, I'm not saying it'd be one of those like lung stealing kisses, you know, where it's like super passionate, not a rom-coms or romantic movies. Yeah, it's not one of those, but yeah, I'd kiss her. It's endearing. You know those crazy deep ones?
Freaking
you know?
Succubus.
It's endearing. Jesus.
All right, so Cameron, true or false? Majority of the United States age of consent is 18. True or false?
False.
I hope y'all are not looking these up also.
Yes. No. I want to win.
You don't even get anything. Okay. So true or false, Cameron? A majority of the United States age of consent is at 18.
False.
You say false. So what is the age, do you think?
I don't know. There's a legal like age of consent.
There's age consent in all states. Take a
you
guess
should probably know about it too.
Take a guess at what you think majority of the states are. Take a guess at what you think majority of the states are.
18.
Well, I just said our majority of the states age of consent at 18, and you said false.
Yeah, but
what is the number that you think it is?
18.
That makes no sense. You're Cameron, answering your question.
Yeah, Cameron, I don't think you understand it. Okay, there's 50 states. Are at least 26 of the states age of consent 18? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, so you think true. Okay, math.
18?
Yeah, do you think it's 18? The age of consent is 18 in majority of the states of the United States.
18.
Okay. Matthew.
No, I don't think so.
What do you think the number is?
17.
Travis, is the age consent of majority of the states in the United States 18, true or false?
True.
You think true? You and Cameron are wrong. Matthew is partially correct because it is.
Did you almost call me Martin?
God dang it!
Matthew is partially. I was getting Matthew and partially in the same thing. Matthew is partially correct because he said false. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, Marshall. He's partially correct because it is false. But the age is 16. 30.
Jesus Christ.
30 of the 50 states.
Start him young.
30 of the 50 states have it set at 16. And even Puerto Rico is marked at 17. We consider them a U.S. Territory. They are marked.
And this is the age of consent?
And
age
people of consent. Bitch about teenage pregnancy?
Age of consent.
Good job, Marvin. I mean, Marshall. I mean, Matt.
Oh, my Lord. All right.
Hilarious.
I apologize about that. Okay. Travis, true or false? True or false? Grand Theft Auto San Andreas was originally rated an adult-only game. True or false?
True.
Cameron.
No, false.
False.
Okay, true or false, Cameron?
False.
Matthew, true or false? Grand Theft Auto San Andreas? It was false. It was originally mature after someone found out about a minigame called Hot Coffee, which was basically just like God of War. It was God of War. You do the button input, and you'd have sex, and it showed it. That was the difference between God of War and them.
It was rated M before that happened.
Yeah. Grand Theft, the Hillary Clinton and her Jews of the ESRB made it go get re-rated, and it was rated as an adult only. And many of those copies were taken off shelves. They had to go repatch it and such. Okay. We'll go Cameron. Cameron, hey. going platinum nowadays is very difficult. You know, selling a million copies is very difficult now with pirating. Did Miley Cyrus's album Bangers sell more than 250,000 copies her first week? True or false?
Bangers and Mash? True.
You think true?
Yep.
Matthew, do you think true? You think Miley Cyrus sold more than 250,000 copies, even with pirating today? Her yes. first week, you think she sold more than 250,000? Travis?
Yes.
True.
That is all true. She sold 270 for last week, because it came out last week, up till Tuesday. She sold 270,000 copies. In second place was Panic at the Disco's album with 85,000. That's a third.
Does that
It's a third.
Does that include digital sales?
Yes.
That's a third. I had no idea it was that bad.
That's third for the week. Because think about it, like going platinum, like I told you, means selling a million copies. Kendrick Lamar's album Good Kid, Mad City came out last year.
Man, that was a year ago.
It was August the 5th or something. He finally hit platinum. 10 months later, it takes a while. But going platinum is a very difficult thing to do nowadays with pirating. You know, because it doesn't count pirate sales. Because I'm pretty sure more than when I downloaded it, it had a couple thousand cedars. You know, so 2-0.
I had no idea the music industry was in such a horrible state.
Yeah, it's struggling. Because, I mean, if you think about that, that's music. Music costs $12. Video games cost $64.94, and it sold 1 billion in 72 hours.
And music is far more universal than
a video game. Because also you got to have the console and stuff. But to each their own. All right, Travis. UFC. UFC is a dangerous sport. So dangerous and so violent that...
Women are allowed to participate.
No, that's not the question. Well, yes, that is true, but no, that's not part of the question. No. It's so violent that they would never ban a fighter for failing to release his submission, quote-unquote, fast enough. True or false? There's no such thing as too far. Basically, there's no such thing as too far in UFC. True or false?
False.
Matthew, you think UFC is just so violent that they don't have a limit? They're just like, whatever, till we see death.
False.
Cameron.
That's false.
False? Okay. All correct. Ruzomar Palhares.
I'm sure that's how it's pronounced.
Probably. Shut up. Ruzomar Palhares.
RuPaul?
Nah, not RuPaul. He was, I sent the link to you guys. He was banned. He's trying to appeal it. But he was banned by UFC because apparently he did not let go of his submission fast enough. And I really caught that as shocking because, like, UFC is it's really just violent. Like, I didn't know there was limits. Like, you can kick and punch and grapple and all types of other crazy shit. And it's just like, you know, I never thought that there'd be a ban. I mean, there have been brawls in, you know, NBA, NFL and stuff. It's a couple games. But this dude's banned for life, like not like a year or anything like
that. He could have killed someone.
Very true. But
besides, UFC isn't crazy. That's why it exists and that's why it's so possible. Because MMA used to be like, hey, watch this 7-foot guy beat on this 5-year-old girl.
Yeah.
But Dana White got together and be like, hey, let's actually make weight classes and make this a competitive thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, Matthew, true or false, within the next 5 years, anal play will become a normal act during sexual intercourse. True or false? That means anything anal. So that means you inserting something in her ass, she inserts something in your ass, you eat her ass, she licks your ass. Anything anal foreplay. You finger her ass, she fingers your ass. Anything anal foreplay or anything anal... interaction.
False.
Within the next 5 years, will be a part of normal sexual
interaction. Jesus Christ.
Guilty.
Jesus Christ.
Travis, in five years, do you think anal interaction will be just a normal act of sexual intercourse?
What is normal?
I mean, it's just, it'll be there. I mean, this is one of the ones that's opinionated. There's no right or wrong.
It'll be as common as, like,
I think it'll be very common, because if you look at porn
in
now,
5 years,
within 5 years, I think so. Because think about it. 10 years ago, if you watch porn from 10 years ago, there were no blowjobs. You cannot watch a porn scene now.
Bullshit.
That does not have a porn.
Bullshit. You can watch vintage porn and you got blowjobs everywhere.
I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying, so okay, but look at porn now.
You gotta think, like, it's false because, like, you gotta think our society is so homophobic, 5 years isn't enough. Like, I'm one of those homophobic people. Like, if a bitch was to say, hey, let me put this in your ass, I would snap her neck immediately.
We'll get to that later. Hold on. We'll get to that later, of the limits and stuff. Get to that later. But, so you think that within 5 years, you don't think that you...
No.
Hey, I'm not saying you getting anything in your ass, but I'm saying you... having anal sex with her, you don't think within 5 years that would just be normal?
Like, I'll do that now.
Baby, let's do anal. And she's just like, okay, and all that. You don't think that'd be just casual?
Yeah, I do that now.
All right. Okay.
Well, see. Answer the question. Okay. Cameron, I've asked you this before, but we'll get it anyway. True or false? You could date a girl taller than you, even if she looked like your proverbial perfect 10. True or false?
How much taller?
One inch.
Yeah.
So I mean, as long as she don't wear heels. It's not even drastic.
If she wore heels, then it'd be drastic.
That's what I'm saying.
So, but why would she need to wear heels?
Because she wants to make her ass look bigger. I don't know.
She sure as fuck don't need them. But whatever.
So if she was 1 inch, but she's your proverbial perfect 10, whoever that may be.
Sure, I guess. Yeah.
You date her. What if she was 5 inches taller than you?
That's a bit much. I'm already 6'3".
What are you, 6'3"? So she's 6'8". Remember we went to Urban Outfitters?
No.
We went to Urban Outfitters in the gallery, and we were in the store, and that guy was tall. Had like the southern stuff on. Him. She'd be that tall.
No.
Couldn't date her.
No, especially with heels on. No, is that stupid to say? Yeah, it is.
This
I'm gonna go to admit it's
this is
stupid.
This is opinionated. There's no final answer.
No, it's a stupid opinion, but I'm still gonna say no because that's just it wears me out.
Okay.
I think I told the story about one of my childhood friends that I hadn't seen in years, and then I saw her again. And she was taller than me, and I was like, "Whoa, no!"
Oh, you thought she was cute back then?
Yes. Well, everyone thought we were like, oh my God, Kevin and Alexandra, they're going to be so, oh my God, they're so cool. And this is so friendly and whatever. And her mom and my mom were close friends, and I hadn't seen her since like pre-K. And so this was like middle school. I was like, and my mom was like, hey, Alex is coming over. You remember Alex, right? Yeah. I knew her before I knew Travis.
You were Mac in pre-K.
It's a long time ago. And my mom was like, hey, Alex is coming over. I was like, oh, cool. Whatever. Sure. I haven't seen her in whatever. That's it. I'm like, no. But time is a motherfucker, so.
It's very true. What about you, Travis? Could you date a girl that was 1 inch taller than me?
I guess.
What about 5?
No.
No?
See? I'm not alone in this.
I figure you aren't. I think, I'm pretty sure Matthew is probably the same. Matthew, could you date a girl 1 inch taller than me?
No.
1 inch?
You can even date a 1 inch tall. Not even a girl 1 inch taller than you.
No.
5 inches? That's,
what about 5?
That's kind of cutting it.
What about 5?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even entertain the idea.
Even if she, who's your perfect 10 woman? We're going to use, since you brought her up, we're going to say Skin Diamond. Skin Diamond's your proverbial perfect 10 woman.
No.
You're telling me if she's 5, if she was 1 inch taller than you, you wouldn't date her?
You wouldn't even notice.
No. I would definitely notice. One of my best friends, she's like, she's not even an inch. She's like a centimeter taller than me. And I don't like just standing next to her.
People tell me I'm tall. I feel short.
So what?
I don't think I could tell. If a girl was an inch or... I think I'd draw the line at like a foot. But that's just because that...
That's where you would draw
tall.
The line?
12 inches?
12
yeah,
inches?
She's 7 feet tall. That's what that means. Definitely gotta draw the line there.
I just resorted to calling a woman a bitch. We're back to episode 5.
We're back to Cameron's a misogynist, along with Matthew.
I'm not a misogynist.
Whoa, that was fast. Because
everybody says that.
Okay. But, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I draw the line at a foot. If she was my proverbial perfect 10, no, I would not let height stop. Now, of course, obviously, it doesn't come down to me. Obviously, she'd have to be okay with dating a shorter guy. But, I mean, if she's 7 or if she's 6'3", I'm pretty sure she's not holding out for someone 6'5". If she is, then whatever. I can't date her. But if she's okay with me being 6 feet and she's 6'5 or whatever, yeah. And she's my proverbial perfect 10, yeah, I'm cool with it. It's whatever. I mean, this isn't on the list, but Matthew, could you date a midget? Like a clinically defined midget.
No, because they have big heads. I don't like that.
But she will be willing to go above and beyond for you, Matthew.
But she has a big head. She's not proportional.
Matthew, no, I think the midgets are proportional. I think you're thinking dwarfs.
No, dwarfs are proportional. Midgets have the big heads, the stumpy arms. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But Travis, they're disproportionate. Matthew, she's a
Marvin.
Marvin Marshall. No. Matthew, she's a midget. She's gonna climb those ladder rungs for you. She's gonna do everything that you ask.
Climb rungs.
She's gonna climb rungs. What the fuck is this,
Barnum and Bailey? What the fuck?
She's gonna do everything for you.
Barnum and
Bailey. So you wouldn't date a midget. Okay.
That's too weird.
All right, Travis, you are.
No.
Would you date a midget? She'd be right there. She'd be right there at your zipper.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, easy access.
All you gotta do is unzip them. Who even fantasizes about this?
I don't want to.
Who doesn't have to get on their knees?
I mean, if you ask a woman, sometimes they say it hurts. Cameron, could you date a midget?
Give her a pillow. A no.
You're tall? What are you, 6'3"? So 6'3", your waist.
That's been less logical.
That's why I've just said I have to redo this question for you, because your waist is taller. So let's say she's 5. No, probably not.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. Yeah, if you're past 4'11", you're not legally a midget. But 5, I actually know people who are like 5'1", and they're actually not that bad.
Uh-oh.
Or in terms of like, I'm not talking about like face-wise, I mean like height-wise. Like I thought it would be a lot shorter. Like, it actually comes up to like right.
That's crazy. You could tell a midget, stand up and suck my dick. That's horrible.
You don't have to tell him, sit down. See? Right there.
Stand up and suck my dick.
Okay. Travis. No, we'll go Matthew, because Matthew was talking about porn earlier. Matthew, the average porn star's bra measurements are 32B. True or false?
False.
You think it's false?
Can I say it's at least in the C range?
You think so? Cameron, the average porn star's bra measurements are 32B. True or false?
False.
Travis, where you go?
Yeah, I'm not. Oh. I'm really bad at gauging those things. Like, I don't know what that crackhead measurement system of breasts is.
I know. It's fruit.
Okay, I want to hear
serious.
This.
I'm kidding you not.
Well, let me hear this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Someone said like, if I don't remember the exact fruit, but it's like grapefruits, something something, and like, I don't know. Fuck it, whatever. I was never here.
What?
I don't know the fruit, so this just sounds dumber than what it.
What would grapefruits be? Would grapefruits be?
Those
A's?
Would be like these. Those would be no.
Like, I don't. So what are A's? Strawberries?
No, I don't remember. It was a pretty good comparison. Like, I was like, wow, that's like the actual size. But one of them was like, I don't know. I want to say I don't remember what a grapefruit looks like. Isn't that like an E or something?
It's like a big orange.
Maybe that was either fuck. I don't remember. Like I said, this is gonna sound a lot dumber than what it should have because I don't remember it. But
you're right.
So that's why I'm just gonna stop.
But the answer is true.
Wow.
And I'm looking for the link.
Not that hard to believe.
And D cups were actually third. Or no, double D's were third. I apologize. Because everyone's like, double D's are, you know, the popular thing. This wasn't natural or, like, it was counting augmentations also. That 32B was the average for 100,000 most popular porn stars.
There's 100,000 porn stars?
It's more than that, but.
Jeez.
Don't they, well, they're not really. They're not stars at that point.
They don't get shit.
They're just actresses.
Yeah. And I have to look for it.
I remember correctly.
But yeah, the answer was true.
Bad eye on that.
This is new. So this is, but I'm just curious. Cameron, if you see a girl walking, you see her in yoga pants, right? You see her from behind in yoga pants. You're looking, you're like, okay, I like that. She turns around, you see she has a camel toe. Does that turn you on or off?
Did you just nut on yourself?
No, I sneezed. It doesn't turn me anything.
Okay. Matthew, what about you?
Turn on.
Turn on if you see she has a camel toe.
Yes.
Travis?
That doesn't really do anything for me.
Okay.
Travis is so bland.
Sorry.
Don't let them get to you. Anyways, okay. So, Cameron, you date a girl. You're going to call her Adrian. You date Adrian. You have sex with Adrian. And then you have a mutual breakup. Okay? A couple weeks later, you meet Bianca. You meet Bianca. Bianca has vaginismus. So you never have
penetrative. She's afraid of.
You never have penetrative sex. But she
What's vaginismus?
Oh, jeez. Come on.
Travis.
It's like that movie.
It's like teeth.
No, vaginismus is a totally mental condition where the vagina closes whenever upon contact. So it's a lot like when you get hit in the eye or something, or something's near your eye, and you reflexively close your eyes. That's what happens to a girl's vagina if she has vaginismus.
And he finds this one. Okay.
That would be fun.
What?
No, it's not. Okay. Because you never have sex. But
it'd be like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, back to the story. So you meet
nobody. Bianca. Come on, that was good.
It was a good one.
You meet Bianca. She has vaginismus. So you get head from her. Never have penetrative sex. Then after time, you realize, she breaks it off. But it's still mutual. No one hates each other. It's mutual. Breaks it off because she can't have sex with you, and she feels you want sex. Then you meet Christy. And Christy, before she will have sex with you, says she wants to know how many people you've had sex with. What number do you tell her? Do you tell her one?
Is this my question?
Yeah. Well, it's going to go to everyone, but I was just painting. You're going first. What
so
do you
why
tell
you
her?
Just say, do you count the people you've had oral sex with?
Do you count the people you've had oral sex with?
I'd say yes. That's still considered
sex. It's opinionated. I consider it that. I would count it also. Matthew, do you count it? Would you count it?
No.
You'd count it as head.
Yes.
So you just keep in your head two different numbers. That sounds even more complicated.
I don't tally mark who the fuck I've been with, but I mean, like,
you don't have like a note on your iPhone.
I have a reminder, but no. I mean, it's not sex. Intercourse is sex. Oral sex is oral sex.
So if you're third girlfriend asks how many people you've had sex with, you would tell her one.
If I've had sex with one and I've gotten or head from another, then I've only had sex with one.
Okay. What about you, Travis? How do you break? Where do you break it down? Where's the line, Travis?
I kind of see it as two different things.
You do? Okay.
What the fuck?
What happened?
Nothing.
Okay. That was weird. So, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
True or false, a heterosexual male having sex with a transgender biological female makes the male now gay? I said transgender, not transsexual. transgender.
You're only gay if you like men. So, no.
So you'd say no. Matthew, what do you think?
I don't understand. What's the...
Yeah,
transgender. Transgender means
that they... Transgender.
No, transgender. That means trans. I'm about to get to it. Okay, transgender means that they think that what they are biologically is a mistake. They want to be a guy. So if she's a biological female, that means she's a female. Yes. She still has a vagina and breasts.
Yes.
She just mentally thinks
that she's a guy.
That she is a guy, but she has a vagina.
Has she told you that she thinks she's a guy?
Sure.
Yeah, that's okay.
But she is a female. She's not gonna try to peg you or anything. She is a female.
Yes, she is.
Does she operate as a guy? Like she does guy things.
Okay, describe this.
I think it's gay.
You'd say it's gay. You make the guy gay if he has sex with her. Even though she's a girl. And she still has girl parts.
He's struggling gay. With this one.
There's no finite answer.
I'm trying to think, though. Okay. The girl has told you she thinks she's a guy.
Yes.
No, she thinks of herself as a guy. She doesn't think she's a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. She thinks of herself as a guy, but she has...
She is a female. She is biologically a female.
She has lady parts.
Hasn't had no changes.
I don't know.
What would you do, Cameron? What about you, Cameron? What do you think?
No.
Does it make a guy gay? No? That's how I feel.
Wait.
She's transgender, not sexual. Has lady parts. Just thinks of herself as a male. She thinks of herself as a male.
Well, perception is reality, so you're fucking a guy. So
you'd see it as gay?
Yes.
Yeah. Perception is not reality.
Casper can pick up cups, but can go through walls.
Yeah.
Okay, so Travis, you think it'd be fine?
Definitely not gay. I don't understand the question though.
Yeah, I don't.
You're a straight guy.
I won't say it's gay. I'll say it's weird.
It's queer.
You think it's weird? Okay. Well, we'll just leave it at that. All right, Travis, true or false? And we got three more, and then that's it. True or false? Do you believe that we are all balanced out and equal because of our pros and cons? Like, for example...
Nope.
For example... You didn't even let me finish. For example, Cameron's taller than you. But you're funnier than Cameron or something. So that balances out. That balances out. Do you believe... Do you believe that because of that, pros and cons? No. You don't believe it? What about you? Matthew, do you think we're all balanced out? That because of our pros and cons, we're all balanced out. We're all equal. We're all balanced out.
No.
No? What do you think, Cameron? Think we're all balanced out and equal?
What is the definition of like balance? Like we're all the same? Like
it's like that.
Like we don't have individualism.
Okay, the way that I was thinking of this is that like
you're starting to sound like a communist is what you're sounding like.
I don't.
Cameron or me?
You. We're all equal.
Oh my lord. Okay. The way that this came into my mind was that there's two guy friends that are gonna go talk to a girl. I'm saying do you think that they're on an equal playing field to talk to this girl? Like obviously maybe one's taller and one's shorter. Maybe one's taller and one's shorter, but the shorter one has more money. Or the taller one is funnier than the shorter guy. So it balances out and they're all equal. Where basically after every pro and con, it's equal, and that is a 50-50 shot of her saying yes or no.
No, you're not taking into account the stupidity of females. So, no.
Well, that's an opinion, though. So, I mean, like, I know that. I'm just saying, like, it depends on the person you're talking to. Like, so that one person may like the short guy, and the one person may like the tall guy. Like, if we're just going... Yeah, it's too situational. I can't really say for sure. I can't say yes or no.
Okay. Next question. Cameron, true or false, out of the four possible categories, attractive girl, attractive male, unattractive female, attractive girl has the hardest to continue to life. Succeed and thrive in life.
Fuck no.
Who has the hardest?
Ugly bitches. No, just playing. Oh, that's one for the books.
Two, actually.
I don't know. You keep a tally of that, but not how many girls give you head. Okay.
What me?
Yeah, Matt. I was talking about Matthew, you know.
Oh, I was about to say, what the fuck? What was the question?
Out of the four categories, attractive girl, attractive guy, unattractive girl, unattractive guy.
Who has the hardest?
Who has the hardest life to you?
Unattractive guy.
You think unattractive guy? Why?
Yes. Because he's the one that's like, everyone, like, people don't like to hang out with him because he's ugly, and girls don't like him because he's ugly. Like, he's like, even if he's not like a nerd or whatever you want to call it, like, nobody really wants to be around him. And it sucks for him because he never asked for it, but people judge him because of it. And that's why attractive girls have the easiest, because they get paid because of the way they look. They don't have to do shit but smile and look pretty,
but what
do
about
something
the,
sexual.
But let's look at this from the attractive girl standpoint. If you're really pretty, what are the odds of times that you will get hit on by guys that you also find attractive? The guy, the
I think Trevor
that,
said this the other day. Like,
who doesn't hit on
you? I mean, the worst part of that is somebody talking to you that you don't want to talk to you.
I'm sure it happens to him like every day.
You wake up with 20 text messages talking about good morning, beautiful, and therefore
you don't have to reply.
18 of them are from people you wish you didn't give your name to.
You don't have to reply to them though.
All right, Matthew,
I think you can block them.
Matthew, who do you? Well, you can now thanks to iOS 7. Who do you think has the hardest out of the four?
Unattractive guy.
Unattractive guy. You also think unattractive guy. For the same reasons Cameron said, or no?
Yeah, basically.
Travis, what do you think? Who has the hardest?
Unattractive girl.
Unattractive girl?
What?
Why unattractive girl?
What?
Girl.
At least she has friends.
Okay.
Well,
they all be ugly together.
I think they're all pros and cons. Hard in their own rights, but
nope.
Why do you think
how?
It's a girl?
No,
what do you think
they're not
girl?
Equal.
They're not equal at all.
They are not equal.
Why do you think unattractive
girl,
Travis?
I think it's in general it's easier to be a guy than a girl. So, ergo,
okay. So
it's easier for a girl than it is for a guy, though.
So you see it as life that the easiest. So who has the easiest then? Attractive girl. Attractive girl has it the easiest. And then to you,
no.
attractive
I'd probably say
guy
attractive
has
guy has it the easiest.
Definitely attractive guy. But I'm
has
just saying
easiest.
That.
No.
I don't
I
know how a girl.
So, yeah, I just put my foot in my mouth and I just contradicted myself. But, yeah, I think attractive girl has it the easiest. Because right. I think of the four of those things walking up to me and what I would do for an attractive girl that I don't even know.
Okay. So, exactly. So it's attractive girl, then it's attractive guy. And then it's unattractive guy and unattractive girl.
In my mind, yes.
In your mind.
Why?
Unattractive girl, you have nothing.
But still.
Yes, you do. You have a vagina.
You have a vagina. Guys will fuck anything.
I disagree. Because I'm just not like that. I will not.
But that's you. But the majority of people.
I haven't had sex in
probably.
Months, and there have been many times that I could have gave in and bought an escort or just fucked a really ugly girl. No, I'm not trying to find a 10, but I need there to be that actual attraction there. People are like, you can just picture whoever you want to be having sex with. I'm like, no, that's fucked up. One to them and one to whoever I'm imagining having sex with, and I'm not. I'm like, that's fucked up to two people.
So we're bringing
guys
into sex.
Guys will not fuck everything.
Yeah, those are. I think those are good to have there, Matt.
Guys will not fuck everything.
I'm like, who?
Guys will not fuck everything.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. I think they all have pros and cons to being difficult. You know, the things that, the ugly guy or ugly girl, they don't get the pursuit that the attractive guy and girl get. But I'm looking at it from the equal pros and cons. We're all balanced. They have things that the attractive people don't. Maybe they're smarter, book smart wise. Maybe they, you know how to network. They know how to do other things that the attractive people don't or haven't been able to because they've been being pursued. Then again, it's opinionated. All right, last two questions. Three questions, I apologize. I forgot one. True or false? No, no, not true or false. Not a true or false question, I apologize. But Matthew, you brought it up earlier. Matthew, where do you draw the line for sexual stuff? Like, what, if a girl told you suck her toes?
At anal play.
Would you suck them?
Where do I draw the line?
Yeah, where do you draw the line? Like, would you suck a girl's toes if she asked you to?
Inside me.
That's the line. Anything penetrated to you. So what if a girl wants to wants to shit on your face?
If a bitch asked me to shit on my face, I would kill her immediately.
What if she wanted you to shit on her face?
What? I couldn't fathom doing that.
That's what she's into.
I couldn't even like putting that sentence.
Good lord.
No, she dies immediately. I kill her.
What if she wants you to shit on her face?
I'd kill her.
I'd kill her.
Okay.
With my shit.
So where do you draw?
Oh my god!
Where do you draw the line?
I couldn't do that, man. Jesus. You see how I'm struggling to answer this question?
I didn't know you were so
conflicted.
Yeah, fidgety about this topic. Fidgety,
I'm just it's disgusting.
I thought you were open-minded.
I'm open-minded, but with stuff like this, I turn into a not open-minded person.
Okay. Cameron, where would you draw the line for anything sexually? Like, what if a girl asked you to suck her toes? Would you suck them?
No.
What if a girl asked you to lick her ass? Would you?
I don't know if that's pretty pedestrian.
What if a girl asked you to perform analingus on her? Would you do it?
No.
Analingus? What is this?
I don't understand why.
Okay, let's put two together and assume what this means. Travis, jeez.
I don't know why cunnilingus is called cunnilingus.
Because it's pretty.
Whatever. So where would you draw the line at?
It's elegant, Perry.
Where would you draw the line?
The line gets drawn at. I kind of have to agree with Matthew. Anything that goes inside of me.
Understandable.
That's a no.
That's just a general rule.
I'll say yeah. That's how mine was nothing inside of me, and nothing except her vaginal like vagina juices on
that's
my face.
In like
anything, no, nothing else. No, nothing has to be on my face. If she wants to, because Travis always brings up. He's like, what if she wants to pee on you? I was like, if she does it on my chest and it rolls off, then whatever. I'd allow it.
Jesus Christ.
I'd allow it.
Back to your rights.
What about you, Travis? Where's the line, Travis?
My lord.
I don't. I'm going to say this, and I don't want any follow-up questions.
There isn't one. There is no line for Travis.
No. Ooh, there's definitely a hard line.
Go ahead, Travis. Answer.
I'm going to say this, and I don't want any follow-ups. I draw the line at feces and any penetration of me. That's it.
Okay. That's very pedestrian considering what I just fucking said, so okay.
I thought he was going to say something outrageous.
I thought he was going to say there's no line. Okay. So, Cameron, technology comes around. You can domesticate any animal. It's like zoo animal, you know, lion, giraffe, penguin.
It's a boomafoo.
Whatever the fuck that is.
What?
What's a zoo animal you domesticate? You domesticate a wolf?
Oh, we pretty much have this. Holy shit. I don't know.
I've been thinking about it lately. I want a crocodile.
What the fuck?
What a retarded pet.
Put him in my moat. Feed him my...
You have a moat?
In my house I'm going to. I mean, not right now.
I don't know. Domesticated... Okay, it has to be something...
I've also thought about penguins.
What is this, Family Guy?
I'd have a penguin.
I have to pick something that's actually a little bit cooler than a wolf. We pretty much have domesticated wolves. Let's just call it Spitz.
I'll say, why you think about it, Matthew, what would you domesticate?
A sea lion.
A sea lion?
That's
okay. What about you, Travis? What'd you get? Oh, what about, I don't want a dolphin.
A dragon.
I get you. Okay, whatever. Just whatever. Not gonna fight this. If my dolphin and crocodile could
that's what she said.
If they could coexist, that'd be really cool.
If my
I'd rather have like a tiger or something.
Tiger.
A Bengal tiger. A lynx.
Okay, so back to yeah. What you were saying, Cameron? You know what you want?
I used to. There was an animal I was like, that would be really cool to have, but now I don't know what that is.
We should all go. We should go to the zoo. That should be our amplit field trip.
I thought
not a woman.
Okay. Thank you for bringing that up. So, we all here at Amplit, we all like women. That's correct. Like we all desire. We all desire to have a relationship with a woman. Correct. That's what we all want here at Amplit.
A relationship?
Yeah. If we want a relationship, you want it to be with a woman.
Oh. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Now, Matthew, which would you rather watch, the NBA or the WNBA?
NBA. What kind of question is that?
but
WNBA is
okay. Travis, which would you rather watch, NBA or WNBA?
Neither. The NBA. Sorry.
Okay. Cameron, same question.
I like Travis's answer, but I'm gonna say NBA.
We all like women. Why would we rather watch the NBA instead of the WNBA, which has women?
Because sports isn't... Because
okay. Sports is about competition.
Yes. And this is going to come off super misogynistic, but...
But I'm going to say it anyway.
No, what's going to happen is someone's going to take it the wrong way, and I'm not going to give a shit. Because I didn't mean it in that context, but I agree with Matthew. If it's meant for sport and for competition, this has been... We've been doing this since the ages... Since before like recorded time, we didn't send women to the Coliseum to get their heads cut off because it's not entertaining.
I'd watch that.
I wouldn't. Wouldn't know why? Because there's no competition. There's no sport. It wouldn't.
I'd watch it too. One less problem.
Oh my!
Damn.
Gosh.
That, okay, that's more misogynistic than anything I was about to say.
But, okay, so you say that you don't. We watch it for the competition. But what about the
competition?
Okay, I understand that. What about the pretty exceptions? You know, WNBA, there's Candace Parkers.
But sports is not about who looks the best.
Yes, completely regarding looks. Disregarding
people watch sports to see competition.
It has nothing to do with looks.
There's no competition in most women's sports.
It's not okay, Travis. This is coming from the guy who's obsessed with Ronda Rousey.
That's what I'm about to say. Next up was Ultimate Fighter.
That's soccer. I'm saying competition means that people at equal level are doing it. Like if an NFL team was playing the freaking HBU football team, there'd be no competition. That's what competition is. It would just be a more boring competition.
It's the disparity between the bottom team and the top team.
Yeah.
Yes, but
competition there. It's just
it's not like even that, because like women's sports, like I don't like watching college football either, because there's no competition.
I like college football.
If the best team were to play the worst team, the score would be 70-0. In the NFL, the reason I like the NFL so much, the best team, last week, the best team played the worst team, the Denver Broncos versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. The score was 28-16.
That's incorrect.
Like there's everybody is on a good playing field. Even if they're the worst. The worst person in the NFL is still the top 1% of football players in the world. Like, it's a better competition.
That was a conspiracy theory. I bet on Jacksonville and won money. I was very happy. That was Vegas was in their minds, because the point spread was 26 points. So, I think with things like that, there's other dynamics. But to each their own. Like you said, you don't like college football. I like college football is my favorite sport to watch, and then it's college basketball, and then it's NFL, and then it's NBA, and then there's probably golf before baseball. But I just don't like baseball because it's really too slow. But it's just a preference thing. Okay. Anything else though? Cameron, you had something to talk about, or didn't you? Or no, Matthew. Matthew had a story. Come on, Matthew. What's your story about the woman shaking her ass in dank water?
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Dank water.
Dank water.
Yeah, it's this girl at Prairie View. She was it's their homecoming, as it is most college around this time. And there was a video of her. She was doing this dance called twerking in a swamp, naked. with everybody filming her. I posted the video to on the chat room thing, so if y'all want to see it, and comment on it. Would you date a woman who dances naked in swamps? Nope. Barry?
I'm past that life.
Travis? Why? You don't like swamp pussy?
Sounds attractive.
That sounds.
What about you, Cameron?
I don't have time for swamp thing. Swampert.
Wow.
Dear Lord.
Oh.
Swamp
Travis. Travis has been up too long.
No. Yeah. The answer is no.
I don't think any of us would.
I would if she was hot.
All right. So what if?
But she was.
We're gonna use your proverbial Cindy Mini, right now. So what if Cindy Mini was twerking in the
Cindy Minis, like the series?
You know her name. We're gonna call her Cindy Mini.
Cindy.
Say your proverbial Cindy Mini was twerking in the swamp, Travis. You gonna hit that?
I'd join her.
Oh my Lord!
You would twerk with her in the swamp.
Sure.
Bitch.
Well, that's Travis.
Travis twerking.
That's not something anyone wants to see.
That's Travis. Okay.
Follow me on Twitter.
Wow,
I think God would stop watching if you were to twerk the swamp. Just be like, I can't see. I can't watch this.
Oh. What have I made?
You said God and Satan. Same hour podcast. Oh. Anyways, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you again for listening to another fantastic episode of Amplit. You can find us on iTunes again by typing Amplit, AMPLIT, into the keyword search on iTunes. We are now on SoundCloud, so you check us out there. Check us up on SoundCloud.com/Amplit-podcast. Link will be in the description. Don't forget our YouTube channel, you know, it's Amplit Podcast, our Facebook page, Amplit Podcast, our Twitter, Amplit_podcast. You can send us emails at AmplitPodcast@gmail.com. And that's all. Thank you, and have a great day.
Females are useless.